Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
We've had a countless number of heroes stepping up during this fire crisis. Heather Jordan with the story of one brave mother from Pacific Palisades who went above and beyond to save a neighbor. Here's our KNX Helpful Honda Hero of the Week.
She didn't just save one person. It's possible that Jen Alden saved two lives and the lives of several pets as well. See, Jen's heroic story starts the day before the Palisades fire erupted. Driving down from the summit from her family's recently purchased home with her two young kids, she saw a woman lose control of her car and crash. Jen summoned a nearby worker. They called 911 and together they pulled the woman from the smoking vehicle.
She could have died. But I got to her and she was just moaning and it was so devastating. She was very out of it. And I had to with this guy, so stressful, pull her carefully. Cause I was don't move her, but the car was going to light on fire. It was smoking. So we're we should probably get this lady out of here and all of us out of here. But we were lucky it didn't ignite, but yeah, it was tragic.
It was a moment that had Jen's adrenaline running strong the entire night. And the very next day, Jen, her family, and the entire neighborhood had to evacuate. She grabbed the family dog and packed a few items with flames dancing nearby. She also reached out to an older neighbor, found out that he had fallen and hurt himself. So she helped him get his pets and belongings together.
We were trying to leave and he had said, I was going to leave, but I don't think I can. So he had fallen and really hurt himself. So I was trying to help him. When I was listen, we got to go, right? So after I packed my stuff, I got him into his car and he said he was going to try and leave. So I went down to my friend's house on Palisades Circle, which was away from it because I was concerned about the hillside.
She left their homes, and as Jen navigated the chaos of evacuations, she worried about her neighbor, called him a few times, and when he didn't answer, she drove back up the hill and made sure he and his dogs evacuated.
Because I was I don't think this guy's listening to me. So I was I've got to go get him. So I went up there, and he was just walking around, barely able to walk, eating a sandwich, and I'm hillside is on fire at this point. So I'm now carrying him helpfully down the stairs, getting him into the car.
Thankfully, they all got out safely. Jen and her family lost everything. I asked Jen if she's had a moment to just sit and think about everything that's happened.
Yeah, no, I have had a lot of moments where I've just grieved, as I'm sure many have. It's been really nice to have the support as far as having a minute. I consider my sleep my minute. I was so tired. I feel everyone is just running on adrenaline in this town, and we're okay. We're alive, and that's the most important thing.
You have a 5-year-old boy and an 8-year-old girl. How are they doing through all this?
They're doing okay. My son is having a hard time. He says, "Oh, Mom, we don't have a home." And I was "I know, baby, we don't have a home. It's hard." He goes, "Well, it burnt." I was "I know." And he's he talks about his stuff a lot that he lost. So does she. And I tell him, of course, that their stuff is replaceable because it was just toys. But, I'm "We're going to take care of that and help you get new stuff." And that helps them to feel better. So,
I just can't imagine going through that as a kid. And
And after going through the pandemic.
Friends. Yeah.
It's I was saying, these little kids in the 5 and 8 years of their life have gone through having to wear masks, just crazy times that we've never experienced in our lifetime. And it's back to back, it's a lot. So,
Talk to me, Jen, about just the community, Pacific Palisades. I know you've lived there for several years. What's the plan and what's the hope for what's coming ahead?
It's very near and dear to my heart. I'm very grateful that most of the Highlands survived. Unfortunately, our beautiful historic town didn't, but we're going to rebuild it. That's the thing. We're all very, very adamant we're going to rebuild, and there's a lot of hope. So that's the most important thing, I think, is that we can all have hope that there will be a Palisades again.
Our KNX Hero of the Week, Jen Alden of Pacific Palisades. KNX helpful Honda heroes are made possible only by your SoCal Honda dealers. Follow them on social media at SoCal Honda Dealers to see how the helpful Honda guys and gals in blue are surprising people with random acts of helpfulness. If you would like to nominate an upcoming KNX hero, just go to the nomination page at KNX News and fill out the form, or send an email to heroes@knxnews.com. I'm Heather Jordan, KNX News 97.1 FM.